talk to your business. Command customers to come into your business and spend their money there. Talk to the mountain. You laugh at this, and I understand that. But there are a lot of people who don't laugh at this. They're believing this. Norval Hayes has several publications, in one of them titled Putting Your Angels to Work, which indicates that you're not only sovereign over this world, but you're sovereign over the angelic world as well. Hayes also teaches that believers can exercise dominion over the angels. Quote, since angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to and for Christians, he reasons, we can learn how to put them into action on our behalf. We believers ought to be keeping those angelic creatures busy. We ought to have them working for us all the time. End quote. And so I think it's fair to say that word faith theology denies the sovereignty of God, removes the need to pray to God for any relief from burdens or needs, and gives the Christian himself both dominion and creative power. In my judgment, it is human pride at its ugliest. Worse, it is idolatry, and the new idol is self, and God is dethroned. To follow this wrong God concept a little further, the Word Faith movement teaches that when you become a Christian, you become part of a race of little gods. Kenneth Copeland has explicitly stated what many Word Faith teachers more subtly imply. This is what Kenneth Copeland writes. He imparted in you when you were born again, Peter said it just as plain. He said, we are partakers of the divine nature. That nature is life eternal in absolute perfection. And that was imparted, injected into your spirit man, and you have that imparted into you by God just the same as you imparted into your child the nature of humanity. That child wasn't born a whale, it was born a human. Isn't that true? Well now, you don't have a human, do you? You are one. And you don't have a God in you, you are one. End quote. Copeland teaches that Adam was created in the God class. That is, Adam was a reproduction of God. Listen to what he says, quote, he was not subordinate to God. Adam was walking as a God. What he said went. What he did counted. And when he bowed his knee to Satan and put Satan up above him, then there wasn't anything God could do about it because a God had placed Satan there. Adam, remember, was created in the God class, but when he committed high treason, he fell below the God class. End quote. On the cross, according to Copeland, Jesus won the right for believers.